Doomsday Podcast episode, who knows anymore, day, I really don't know that anymore. The concept of time has transcended into nothingness, and most people don't even know what's going on anymore. I mean, we know some of the basics that are going on, but in a grander sense, nobody really knows what the heck is going on. We're just in a big state of limbo. It's all limbo. A quick update since my last podcast. I forgot where I left off, but it was probably a few weeks ago. And since then, America has skyrocketed to probably number one in deaths and total cases of the virus. Which, understandably so. America is very selfish and we don't want to abide by any sort of rules because our freedoms, you know? We have to have our freedoms. And if anybody tries to take away those freedoms at any cost, we will riot and protest and do anything to just hold on to what we think is owed to us. Even at the cost of somebody's life. So that's where we are right now as far as that. On the other side of things, we've all just been staying in the house, I guess. Well, smart people have been staying in the house. Like me, I'm a smart person, I've been staying in the house. I did go out to grocery shop and go to CVS because I had to pick up a prescription of something. I went to the post office to mail something. And that's about it. Other than that, I'm in the house, being bored, doing nothing. Well, actually, I'm doing something. I started to work more on my business ventures. You know, the first 2 weeks were very grim. Very, very grim. But, you know, the third week, I had to kick myself in the butt and be like, all right, girl, you gotta do something. Because this is not going to change for a while, apparently. And you have to do something with your life. So I started doing something with my life. Working on my website more. Working on projects more. I'm starting to get used to this way of life a little bit. Just a little bit. But I did start working on things more, so I'm glad about that. I'm still all by myself, and that really sucks. I see a lot of people quarantined with other people. And at times I am jealous, but at other times I'm like, what if I did want to escape for a minute? Is there nowhere to go? Is there no place in the house that these people can just get away from it all? I mean, of course, if you're rich, then yes, there is. But if you're not, you're just stuck. So I don't know. I don't know which one is worse. Probably mine, though. Speaking of celebrities, celebrities have been coming out of the woodwork to annoy the crap out of everyone. Basically, just getting on their social media and telling us how we're in this together and all this crap. We ain't in this together. I ain't in your house. You have a pool, homie, okay? You have a movie theater up in there. You have a staff, probably, and fully stocked fridge. I ain't got none of that. We ain't in this together. I'm in it by myself, literally by myself, in this house, by my motherfucking self, okay? I just don't want to hear anything a celebrity has to say right now. Just stay in your house and be quiet. Nobody wants to hear it. Another thing, the government has managed to get it together and send out these $1,200 stimulus money packages to people. I have not gotten mine yet, and I am not holding my breath because the government always finds a way not to send me money that I'm owed. So we will see how that goes for me. But I do know some friends who have gotten it, and it's something. It's something. Definitely not enough. Not enough at all, but it's a little something. So hopefully I'll get that. We'll see. Next step is maybe applying for unemployment. I should probably do that, even though I didn't really make that much money. But hopefully it will be a viable option. Rent, I have not paid that. Don't know what to say about that, but I have not paid. I'm just going to hold on to my money. Because I don't know how long this is going to be going on for. And, okay. The mortgages have a freeze. The rent does not have a freeze yet, which is backwards. But I'm holding on to my rent. Okay. They're going to have to pry it out of my cold, limp, nubby little fingers if they want it. But yeah, so that is a quick update on my life. My cat is here. Thank goodness for my cat. Keeping me semi-company. And this little podcast is keeping me company. Hey! yeah, there has also been a lot of video chatting going on. Actual phone calls instead of texts with people. And random people sometimes. Sometimes people will call me out of the blue. And I haven't heard from these people in a million years. Or somebody will ask if I want to video chat or something. Who I really haven't heard from in years. Because everybody has nothing to do. I actually don't really like video calls because I feel very ignored in them. Same with group texts. I don't really like group texts that much because I often feel ignored. Which is something that I often feel in life in general, but it's just a little more prominent in group texts and video chats. But alas, I think that's what we have to do right now, so I gotta get used to it, I guess. Ugh, just so dystopian. I can't wait to see all the movies that will be inspired by this time period. About what life was like during this time. Maybe I should write one of those or a book or something. Oh, this is definitely going to be in my book, though. Some of it is, at least. It's a very monumental moment, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I have one more bottle of wine left, 1.5, but I'm really going to ration that out because, ooh boy, when there's nobody here to stop you, and you don't have to do anything the next day, you can really just go through a lot of liquor. And that's all I'm going to say about that for right now. But don't go through all your liquor, people. Ration it out. I'm rationing it out. Yeah, I suppose that's it for now. I'm still alive. I'm maintaining. I am maintaining. And who knows how long this will be going on for. I've heard 2021 for certain things to open back up and get back to, quote, normal. But we shall see. I'm very curious. I will be holding out. I will be holding out. All right, y'all. I guess I'm going. This is actually the most stimulating conversation I've had definitely all day. Because I haven't talked to anybody else all day. I've only been talking to myself. And that's another thing, okay? People, I mean, I guess I already knew this, but people, in the general sense, are really bad at communicating. They really, really are. Oh, if anybody out there who's listening to this has a Mercury in Gemini, hit me up, okay? Because we are the best communicators, and you really feel it during this time when somebody's not a really good communicator, and I'm starved for stimulating good conversation. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. All right. Anyway, I will be going now, so thank you for listening to the Doomsday Podcast Update. See you next time.